League fishing harbor. The refurbishment was begun by my predecessor, and the completion of the project by my government is evidence of the pledge I made in the run-up to the 2016 general election that I will not abandon any project merely because it was started by previous governments. The completion of this harbour is critical because the fishing industry is an important mainstay, not only of many of the residents of Secondee, but also of some 2 million Ghanaians across the country. I extend our sincere appreciation to the government and people of Japan, who through the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, are responsible for the technical and financial support given to this project. We cherish the strong bonds of cooperation and friendship that exist between our two countries, which are characterized by mutual respect. Honourable ladies and gentlemen, as you are aware, 70% of Earth's surface is made up of water and accounts for the very origins of life as we know it. The world's water bodies provide food and sustenance, mineral resources, energy, employment and livelihoods, transport and recreation. Indeed, on our part, not only does fish constitute a substantial portion of the Ghanaian diet, fisheries are essential to the livelihood and economy of Ghana. Indeed, the fishing industry accounts for some 4% of our gross domestic product GDP and provides many employment opportunities for our young men and women. That is why the welfare of our fisher folk should be of the utmost importance to government. It is clearly important for my government, and that is why upon my assumption of office in January last year, I appointed a full minister to oversee the activities of the sector, just as was done during the period of the second president of the Fourth Republic, His Excellency John Adetunji Kufuor. The harbour witnessed its first rehabilitation in 2005 under the Kufuor-led NPP government. Residents can attest to the significant boost it provided the fishing industry here as the fisher and trader population increased. I'm told that this current refurbishment, which cost some $20 million United States dollars, has equipped the harbor with a lay-by wharf, access road to boats, a fish market shed, fuel dumps, an administration block, a freshwater storage tank, and a state-of-the-art ice-making machine. This ice-making machine has the capacity to produce some 30 tons of ice per day to preserve the catch, as against the previous capacity of 15 tons of ice per day. We should expect a substantial rise in the activities of our fisherfolk and traders here in Secondee and in surrounding communities. And honourable ladies and gentlemen, it has always been said that one of our major challenges is our poor maintenance culture. The deterioration of infrastructure, largely as a result of our inability, deliberate or otherwise, to maintain them, continues to be a serious drain on scarce resources. It is of the utmost necessity that we cultivate a solid culture of maintenance. I'm hereby charging the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, responsible for supervision of this facility, to take good care of it in order to protect the $20 million investment for current and future generations. Let me use this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to reiterate the unwavering commitment of government to protect the territorial integrity of our country. Ghana's waters are recognized internationally as being very safe. We will not allow pirates or criminals to rob us of this hard-won reputation and create a sense of insecurity on our water. To the 14 tuna fishing companies that are reported to have recently halted operations due to the menace posed by the pirates, I urge them to resume. They have the full assurance of government of their protection and safety as they go about their day-to-day activities. We will not leave them to fight this menace alone. The full force of the state's security apparatus is being marshaled to curb the threats of piracy. To our fisher folk across the country, plans are underway for the construction of mini fishing harbors and landing sites across the coastal belt of our country. Already, government has signed an agreement with the Chinese government for the establishment of the Jamestown Fishing Port Complex at a cost of some $50 million, with construction scheduled to commence this year. Under the Fisheries Sector Infrastructural Development Program, the Ministry of Fisheries will commence the development of three landing sites at Winneba, Mumford and Axim, rehabilitate three public hatcheries at Via, Sankana and Doma in Kroon, rehabilitate three fish health laboratories at Takrade, Kufuridia and Kumasi, complete and commission the Anamabu Fisheries College, and refurbish the Temabotia to increase productivity of fisher folk. As co-chair of the group of advocates and eminent persons of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, let me conclude by stressing that even though we may have little or no control over climate fluctuations or changes, one thing we can have control over is our day-to-day activity. Illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing methods are depleting our fish stocks. Our beautiful coastal wetlands are being threatened by high volumes of plastic and metal waste that choke breeding habitat for fish. This must not be allowed to continue. Together, ladies and gentlemen, let us protect endangered species, achieve food security, and protect our oceans for the future. Accordingly,